Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay, men, we're rolling out that international barrel of music and laughter labeled Command Performance USA and dumping the contents on the doorstep of all APO and FPO numbers. This is Johnny Doughboy and Company's own show, and those letters addressed to Command Performance, Special Service, Los Angeles, USA, are sealed orders to the biggest stars over Hollywood to come out each week and shine especially for you and our friends in all the United Nations. Right now, it's baseball time at home, and the old-timers are in there throwing curves, but here's the young lady who throws more curves than the whole National League, your mistress of ceremonies, Betty Hutton.
Thank you, and hiya, fellas. This is Betty, he says Murder, he says Hutton, and I sure want to thank you. Hello to Mitch Torrigan and the Country Club graduates in Newfoundland. My best to Corporal Bob Page in Barracks 103 at APO 851, and love to the Alaskan Communication System. And Semper Fidelis to the gang of Marines who sign names like these. Zoot, zoot, zoot. Corncob Richie, Alligator Joe, Bat Fergie, Cargo Bill, Harmon Drummer, Wally, Hindi Harmon, and Stinky Davis. What, no prune face? But you Marines ain't the only ones who got nicknames. We got a fella here named Woody. Old Woodchopper Woody himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner wearing white tie and tails and weighing 100 and several pounds, the world champion orchestra of Woody Herman!
Welcome to Command Performance. And Woody, what have you got for the old groove?
Well, guess we'd better dig one of those Marine friends of yours, Betty, that Corncob Richie and Stinky Davis.
Them's my boys. But Woody Herman gets more mail than a guy who's behind in his car payments. So you'd just better acknowledge some of it. Now, take Sergeant Joe Bowen and the mob at 715, and Howard Schmidt and Harry Geldin somewhere in China.
Swell, and the band and I would like to pay off the guys on Guadalcanal who sent 10 top in exchange for one of our latest tunes.
And Woody, don't forget Private Hot Rock and the seven men in Skunk Hollow Shack number 9 at 935.
And the Scotch Camp crew at Dutch Harbor.
And down there at San Juan, it's Big Jim Rogers, Shorty Poet, Slippy McCorkendale, Dusty Street, Smiley Stamen, Greasy Grief, and Babyface Johnson.
I was betting 10-1 that mouthful would choke you, Betty. But fellas, let's roll. Here's one of our newest tunes doing jukebox duty near the Army post, and it's called 4 or 5 Times. Kiss her and then kiss her again 4 or 5 times. 4 or 5 times.
6 or 7 times.
4 or 5 times.
4 or 5 times.
Maybe I'll sigh, maybe I'll cry 4 or 5 times. Not once, not twice 4 or 5 times. Thank you.
Thanks, Woody Herman and your whole orchestra. Well, fellas, one of your favorite requests is for the old familiar sounds of things back home. We've had darn near every kind of noise on command performance, from goats to foghorns. But there's a new batch of sound requests, so here we go again. At APO 948, Sergeant Hirsch Wright says, "It's been over a year since I heard the delightful sound of suds being opened. So especially for Sergeant Willie Anderson, please open a bottle of cold beer and pour it into a tall glass." Okay, sound man, draw one. Somewhere on the high seas, radio man third class, Alan Roger Davis says, "You had a baby cry on command performance, but my wife writes me that our baby girl, Meredy, who is 3 months old, never cries. She only coos. So could I please hear a baby coo, and I'll make believe it's Meredy." There, there, that's a good girl. Now you be quiet, and Mom will give you a nice hot foot. But up in Iceland, Private Tommy O'Flaherty says, "I'd give $1,000,000 to be standing on 42nd and Broadway. A taxicab is waiting for the green light, and just as a yellow signal comes on, a second cab rolls up and bumps the first, and they lock bumpers. Boy, I'd just like to hear those two cab drivers yelling at each other. Okay, Tommy, they'd sound like this.
Hey, what's the matter with you, stupid?
Shut up.
Go on, I'll run you off the avenue.
Shut up.
Go on, I ought to punch you in the nose.
Shut up. Go on and hustle your buzz off.
One of those cab drivers looked a little like Phil Kramer. Well, on with the show. Many great artists have come to command performance to obey your commands. One of these is a man thousands of you enjoy as often as he can find time to appear. And though he and his famous piano are constantly on the go, he's the kind of man who'll drop everything else to answer your letters. One of the greatest concert pianists in the world playing Fantasy Impromptu, Jose Iturbe.
Thank you.
And now, Command Performance cordially invite you to come along to the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall in Harlem, the hangout of a group of gentlemen whom I'm sure are very familiar to all of you. I refer, of course, to Amos and Andy. As we go into the lodge hall, we find Andy and the Kingfish in one of the offices discussing Andy's recent graduation from a correspondence school for piano playing. Let's listen in.
Put it there, Brother Andy. I want to congratulate you on graduating from the correspondence school of music.
Oh, yeah. Look at that diploma I got here with all the ribbons and the sealing wax on it.
Yeah.
You ought to have been at that graduation. I was a happy man.
Yeah, so I missed it, Brother Andy. Tell me this. Did you wear one of them square hats on your head with the black yarn?
Oh, no, no. I graduated in my long underwear.
No, you graduated in your long underwear.
Yeah, that's how I was when the mailman rung the doorbell and handed me my diploma.
Oh, no, that ain't very dignified way of getting graduated.
Yeah, I didn't even have time to put my slippers on.
Brother Andy, though, tell me this. That's a great thing you got there. It must be great to know everything about piano playing.
Oh, Kingfish, I really worked on that course. I studied all them lessons till I knows them by heart.
Oh, you did, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now I can hardly wait to get a piano so I can try it all out.
I don't want to appear full of ignorance or nothing like that, but my ear been acting up funny here lately. Did I hear you say that you had done graduated piano player and you still ain't touched the piano?
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that? After all, you don't have to be a baby to be a baby doctor.
No, you're right there.
You don't have to be dead to be no undertaker.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I'm just a little old-fashioned. For some reason, I still like the piano player that plays the piano. I don't know why.
Oh, well, that's just a waste of time. But you see, Kingfish, the reason I took this course is so that I can give piano lessons myself to other people.
Oh, I guess it now, Andy. You're going to be a teacher.
That's it, that's it.
Oh,
I got all the fellas, all my friends out looking for pupils for me now. The Andrew H. Brown Observatory of Music.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to make a fortune out of this.
Now, wait a minute. Now, look here, Andy. You know I'm your pal. Now, look here. Now, listen to me. Now, how about taking me in as a partner here? Mm-hmm. Now, don't forget, I know a little about piano playing myself now.
Yeah, well, that ain't a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll work together.
That's it.
Yeah, this can be the highest class school in the world. Each one of us will be a specialist. I'll learn them the white keys, and you learn them the black keys.
Yeah.
Nice of you, Mr. Turby, to come up here to our lodge hall in Harlem to talk over the idea of you playing for us next week at our charity concert.
Well, young man, I happen to be in New York, and if the days do not conflict with my concerts, I'll be glad to help you out.
Oh, gee, that's nice of you, and I know that you'll make our concert a big success.
Well, I hope so, my friend.
Yeah, it sure must be wonderful to be able to play a piano like you can, Mr. Turby. This is the piano here, by the way, that we are going to use in the concert. Maybe you better sit down there a second and see if it's in tune and everything. You can adjust the stool there.
All right, my friend. I'll try it.
How is it, Mr. Turby?
Well, the piano is all right. The stool needs a little tuning.
What you want, Lightning?
Excuse me, Miss Andy, but Miss Amos wants y'all to come across the hall and meet some fella there that's interested in piano playing.
Oh, Kingfish, hear that? Amos has got us a pupil.
Oh, great. Now, look here. We ought to soak him double for the honor of being our first pupil.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to charge him $1.50, because maybe I ought to give Amos 25 cents for getting it for me. Come on, Kingfish.
Yeah. Now, tell me this. Is you got your diploma in your pocket?
Yeah. Maybe we can sell him that, too.
All right.
Come in, fellas. Mr. Turby, this is Mr. Brown and the Kingfish, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, glad to know you.
Us professors is pleased to meet you.
I wanted you to have the pleasure of meeting the greatest piano player in the world.
Oh, Amos, stop putting it on. There's a lot of other piano players good as I is.
No, you don't understand, and I mean...
Excuse me, Mr. Amos, there's a phone call out there. For you better take it.
Thank you, Lightning. Excuse me, Mr. Turby.
Tell me this, Mr. Herbert.
Turby.
Mr. Turbin, how did you happen to come up here?
Well, you see, I came to New York to go into Carnegie Hall.
Oh, yeah, well, now, that's enough. You done made a smart move in deciding to switch over to us. You know, Mr. Wormby, I'm going to tell you, them long-haired fellows over there at Carnegie don't know nothing about teaching the piano. Oh, the hair gets in the eyes, they can't see the notes or nothing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Half of them is playing in the cracks. You see, Mr. Turkey, the first rule we got in our school is that all of us professors has got to keep the hair cut short.
Pardon me. Do I understand that you are going to give me piano lessons?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Turmoil. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir, yes. We can either give you the beginners or the advanced.
Well, I think I'd better take the fastest one because I'm playing with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra tomorrow night.
Oh, well, I better take off my coat here and get busy right away. Now, look here. Here is the instrument right over here.
Yeah, step this way, Mr. Derby.
Now, this is called the piano. Now, the place where all these keys is here, that's what we call the dashboard.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, the dashboard. Yes, yes. Do you have a self-starter on this dashboard?
Oh, no, sir, no. You don't need no starter for the piano. You were thinking about the electric player piano that you put a nickel in. That's what you think.
Oh, yes, I see, I see.
Now, the idea is to hit these keys right smack on the nose like this.
I think that is C, Professor Brown.
Yes, that's C. D, E, F, G.
And then it goes right on. H, I, J, K, L.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, the main thing, Mr. Jerky, is... the main thing here is to keep your knuckles low. You see, we teaches the knuckle down low system. Now, right here, go ahead, try hitting the keys.
Dan, don't forget, knuckles down.
You mean like this?
Uh-oh, you see Kingfish, he learning already.
Yeah. That just goes to show you, Mr. Turbin, that it pays to come to the best teachers.
Mr. Turbin, that phone call was for you. They want you to come down for a rehearsal at the New York Philharmonic.
Well, why didn't you tell him that he's busy taking a piano lesson?
Wait a minute, Aunt. You ain't trying to give Mr. Turby a piano lesson, is you, Andy?
Why, you think he's going to be too hard to teach?
Oh, Mr. Turby here happens to be one of the world's greatest piano players. He gets thousands of dollars for just one appearance. He's a concert artist.
Oh, he is, huh? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that put a different angle on the matter, don't it?
You sure do. Well, in that case, Mr. Termite, tell you what. Kingfish, what about it?
Mr. Turkey, we'll make you a deal. We'll give you lessons for half price.
Our thanks, Amos and Andy, and our gratitude again to Hosea Turby. And now I'd like to sing a little thing from a picture we're doing over at Paramount. You'll hear this song before the folks back home hear it on account of we're still shooting this little flicker. It's for all of you everywhere, but especially I hope Charlie Hall and the 922 gang are listening. Also Ben Hershowitz and a South African gang of flyers known as Dave, Joe, Straw, and Twilight. You guys in the Merchant Marine and Coast Guard on the minesweepers and the submarines, and you fellas holding down the Trans-Pacific Defense Network. You latch onto this too. Here's the tune. I got bluebirds in my belfry. Do I look funny? Do I act strange? I can feel a mysterious change. I saw the best psychiatrist uptown. He stroked his beard and he started to frown. He said, I don't know what's wrong with you. There wasn't anything that he could do. Don't want to knock the doc, but anyone here can see. Something's wrong with me. I do weird things, I can't help it. Bluebirds in my belfry. I turn cartwheels in a phone booth. Bluebirds in my belfry. Contact! I think I'll fly right through that cloud. Sometimes I draw a crowd. Too late to call the doctor. I start dancing without music. Or I get poetic. I said, darling, to a lamppost, isn't that pathetic? Last night, I tried to jump over the moon above. I got bluebirds in my belfry. I mean, I'm in love. I hear echoes, bluebirds in my belfry. I play leapfrog with my shadow, bluebirds in my belfry. I don't know why, I imagine I'm loaded with dynamite. I'm probably wrong, who's got a life? Boom! Call out the fire department. I take sleigh rides across rooftops. Some dark night you'll spot me. I walk backwards, cause I'm followed. It's Chloe! I don't know why I'm apt to be Frankenstein's protege. I got bluebirds in my belfry, and they won't fly away. I say, hey, fly away, but they stay and they sing every day till I'm Betty Hutton, so I don't have to thank her. But right here, Command Performance would like to say thank you to the scores of radio stations all over the world that bring you your big show right into your lap wherever you may be. So greetings from the USA to all of you on this worldwide network. And now, by worldwide command of AEF, it's a Woodchopper's Ball. Take it, Woody Herman.
Thank you.
terrific, Woody. Well, men, with that number by Woody Herman, we hit the bottom of the old keg. But we'll be rolling out the barrel again next week, loaded with tunes and belly laughs. Don't forget, this is Command Performance, and it's your show to boss around. You write in the orders, and we fill them. It's just like walking into your favorite joint back home. So you name your poison, we got it. This is Betty Hutton saying thanks to all of you and sending love and kisses. Mm. First time I ever saw lipstick on a microphone. So long, fellas.
This is Ken Carpenter signing off with a notation that Command Performance is arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. ¶¶